UConn's Undergraduate Student Government, USG, passed a statement of position Wednesday night in opposition to two congressional bills that aim to protect victims of sexual violence and improve the adjudication of sexual violence allegations. The two bills, known as the Safe Campus Act and Fair Campus Act, were designed by U.S. Congressman Matt Salmon to make campuses safer by more effectively engaging local law enforcement in sexual violence cases. However, USG Senators Banu Bayraktar and Bennett Cognato found these bills to be problematic.
Whereas passage of the recently proposed Safe Campus Act and Fair Campus Act in the House of Representatives and Workforce Committee would prohibit a college or university from taking any sort of punitive measure against accused student unless the person reporting the attack agrees to go to law enforcement, regardless of evidence.
U.S. Amendment Title IX says no person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be subjected to discrimination under any education program. The USG statement said under Title IX, sexual violence survivors have the right to choose where to report sexual violence. But under the new congressional bills, not reporting to police would mean the accused could not be punished. Cassandra Puglisi is a USG senator.
The question has been brought up, well, why don't people always want to go to law enforcement? Like, let's get it more known. And I just wanted to let you guys know that it's a very emotionally traumatic process, as I think we all know, and that everybody heals kind of differently.
According to research funded by the Department of Justice, many students do not choose to pursue formal action in response to sexual assault incidents for personal reasons. Between 8 and 37% of sexual assault cases lead to prosecution.
Whereas the aforementioned requirement in the bill's limits the options available to survivors of sexual assault and may likely deter survivors from reporting incidents of sexual violence at all.
That was USG Senator Bennett Cognato. The Hold Accountable and Lend Transparency on Campus Sexual Violence Act is another proposed congressional bill that is meant to protect victims of sexual assault. It would require the Department of Education to make publicly available a list of institutions of higher education under investigation. The USG proposed statement supports this bill over the Safe Campus Act and Fair Campus Act. Senators Timothy Sullivan and Michael Lanza opposed the statement. Sullivan said he voted in opposition to the proposed statement because he feels the two congressional bills are unconstitutional in the first place, and, quote, Congress has no authority to pass it. I don't believe punitive action should be taken against the accused. This position takes away due process from the accused, said Sullivan. With only two dissenting votes, the USG voted to support the statement of position. For WHUS News, I'm Jackie Filson.